On to item seven, the public defender audit.
Okay. The Contra Costa Office of Public Defender, this was actually a fairly clean audit. The one thing that we did note when we did the on-site and reviewing their payroll process is they have a very clean, very effective, very well-documented process. I wouldn't expect any less from an office that is run lawyers. You know, very detailed. Their documentation was actually very well.
I like the way Raleigh thinks of
that. So the and the staff was very knowledgeable as well. And just to highlight, when we do a county department, they're really responsible for the timekeeping and scheduling and keying the employee data right into the county system. But that's really where the process stops. It's actually the auditor controllers and Department of Information Technology that actually compiles the reports to and submits them to CICERA. So as far as a scope item, that's where it stops as far as the audit, because we looked at right up until the point that they hand that off to the other two departments. And just forward-looking, that will be a subsequent audit that we'll be doing on the auditor controller and Department of Information Technology, how they're taking this information from the departments and rolling it up into our reports on a monthly basis. So this was a very clean audit. We looked at all the other scope items that the department was responsible for. They had a very good system for timekeeping. They do negative reporting, so that was something that was very easy for us to review and track. It dovetailed very well into the data reports that we were able to extract from PeopleSoft, and also what's being reported to us when we actually looked at the employee records in our pension administration system. So there was no items noted during this audit.
Any questions for Raleigh?
No.
And is anyone here from the Public Defender's Office? Okay. Mm-hmm.